How do you solve a problem like Josh Allen? The New England Patriots have that conundrum this week. The Green Wisdom and Council knows. Stay tuned. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful, and thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage, and also your first listen every day. Remember that Locked On Patriots, free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. So smash that subscribe button and download, subscribe to, and follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your audio podcasts. And today's episode of Locked On Patriots is presented by our friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. Pats fans at 6-5, your New England Patriots currently find themselves once again cellar-dwelling in the AFC East. Big wins yesterday by the New York Jets, Cincinnati Bengals, and Los Angeles Chargers have knocked the Patriots temporarily out of the playoff mark. But the Patriots are still in the hunt, and as long as they're in the hunt, we're going to entertain the idea that this team can make a playoff run. And here today to describe a little bit about how they might do that, despite some major concerns on this team right now, is the only man with his very own branded hashtag on this show. He is the Counter Murphy Fisto himself, my good friend, the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com. Thank you so much for joining me today in friendship, and thank you for coming to me today, Don Murph.
How can it be Monday already? I still have turkey left.
Well, as we continue, I'll sift through all of our leftover turkey here. We already digested the New England Patriots 33-26 loss to the Minnesota Vikings, and it's a quick turnaround when you have a Thursday night game, Murph, because we have to quickly turn our attention to the Buffalo Bills on Thursday night. 8-3 Bills right now, sitting at the top of the division along with the Miami Dolphins. This is going to be a knockdown, drag-out affair in New England on Thursday, and we're going to get into a little bit of why in just a moment, folks. But first, Patriots have concerns of their own coming in that actually don't concern directly, anyway, the Buffalo Bills, and that is injuries. Patriots got a little bit of good news on injury front yesterday when they practiced on Sunday. Devontae Parker was out there playing. Isaiah Wynn returned to the lineup. Jacoby Myers was visible. A lot of the guys that the Patriots have been missing are back in the fold. David Andrews practiced, so we're hoping that he's going to be ready to go for Thursday. But one player that continues to be absent, and really I don't think it's any surprise that he was absent from yesterday's practice, is Damian Harris. According to Chris Mason of MassLive.com, Damian was not in a good way in the locker room after the game on Thursday on Thanksgiving. Really invisible pain, on crutches at one point. Murph, we've talked about Damian before. We've talked about his prospects of remaining in New England. We've talked about the possibility of him relinquishing the duties to Ramondre Stevenson as the lead back. The latter has happened, but the former is starting to look like it might have been accelerated by what we saw on Thursday night. In your estimation, and I'm not asking you to make a medical diagnosis because neither one of us are qualified to do that, but on the field, how much are the Patriots going to miss Damian Harris in this stretch run? I know a lot of people are saying you still got Ramondre, you still got Stevenson, you're all set. But when you lose a running back at this stage of the game, especially in this weather that the Patriots are going to start to play in, this could be a problem for New England.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, Mr. Harris hails from the Italian island of Fragile. And he just seems to keep getting banged up and sent to the sidelines and missing, halves of games and you know, he's not going to make it this week. You know, he's going to be sitting in the tub and doing rehab. And this is huge. All right. This is getting to be an issue. There's a reason the Patriots went out and drafted the way they did this past year and bringing in two young running backs. But they were hoping and praying that they would get that year of understudy with Harris being on the field for the majority of the time, or at least being available the majority of the time. What Ramondre has been able to do is take snaps away and mitigate the injuries that Harris may end up accruing over a season, and keeping him on the field more. But not having that 1-2 punch and having it healthy is a serious dilemma that this team can't afford to have right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right on the money when it comes to that. Look, for no other reason, when you put dual threat running backs, guys that have the capability to not only rush with finesse, rush with power, but also receive the ball out of the backfield. If you have two guys on the roster that can do that, it only makes your offense that much more effective. And let's face it, you know, New England has unforgiving winters, as does Buffalo. The Patriots have a game coming up there. You know, there are measures that need to be taken in order to preserve your health if you're trying to make a playoff run. And one of those ways to do that is to run the ball when there's adverse weather conditions. Not having Damian Harris in the lineup definitely weakens that. But not only that, it also places a tremendous amount of pressure on Ramondre Stevenson.
Right.
This kid's workload is already to the max as it is. And you're looking at the cupboard. You mentioned the two rookie running backs that the Patriots have on staff. But when you look at what they've done in terms of, you know, their output, they're still getting their feet wet in the National Football League. And neither one of them are really capable of carrying, I think, a number two slot at this point. Pierre Strong obviously had the bad special team snafu. Take that out of it for a second. We're talking about his contributions on offense.
Right.
And you're looking at putting a lot on his shoulders, a lot on Kevin Harris's shoulders. J.J. Taylor was released last week, came back and by then, the practice squad. So, you know, the Patriots don't have a whole lot left in the cupboard. They're already dealing and reeling from the loss of James White, the retirement earlier this year. I know a lot of people thought that was a possibility. I was one as well. But when you started seeing James show up at workouts and into training camp, you had palpable hope that he was going to give it a go at least one more year. And, you know, the New England Patriots cupboard is very bare right now. I keep saying that over and over again, but it is. And it's a lot on Ramondre Stevenson. So this can have an adverse effect, folks. Hopefully Damian Harris won't be out for an extended period of time. But the fact that he wasn't on the practice field yesterday, and we'll continue to monitor that throughout the week, doesn't bode well for his ability to suit up this week. And folks, yeah, what that means is probably a very heavy dose of Ramondre Stevenson, both in the backfield and as your lead rusher. And one of the rookies, or J.J. Taylor on the practice squad, one of those guys is going to have to step up.
They really are. And unfortunately, I think come Thursday night, it's going to be J.J. Taylor that gets the call. Bill's going to go with the veteran that he knows, as opposed to the two young kids. And I think that's a mistake. All right. Yeah, I don't call out too many. That's not true. I call out every mistake. he's just not the style of back that you need to complement Ramondre. What you need is a Damian Harris style back, and J.J. Taylor is not that.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at that style. I know Pierre Strong has the ability to grow into that style. Even Kevin Harris at times, in terms of his ability to power run and his ability to anchor, that's something that could end up being an asset for this team as well. But against the Buffalo Bills, which is a team that's been through it all and seen it all right now.
And it's one of the better rush defending teams in the league. They're definitely top five. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but they're definitely top five. Anytime you take away a running back that averages 4.5 yards a carry, it's a serious blow.
Yeah, absolutely, without any question. And not the type of time that you want to start experimenting with the unknown. So I agree with you. I think it probably will be Taylor that's elevated, and we'll see. I'm cautiously optimistic that maybe it won't be a disaster, but it's tough to put a gauge on it right now. So New England has its issues with injury, folks, as every team does this time of year. But they're not the only ones fighting injury battles as well. The Buffalo Bills have a significant member of their defense that's going to be on the shelf for this game. What does it mean for Mac Jones that star pass rusher Von Miller is going to be sidelined for Thursday night's matchup? Murph and I will discuss that point in just a moment when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, folks, today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible is releasing a slate of new football podcasts that we're sure you're going to love. Find Block Forever now wherever you go to get your podcasts. Block Forever is a brand new podcast from former NFL All-Pro Ryan Khalil, and it's come from Audible as well. Khalil takes the conversation about football to the next level, folks. This is definitely a great listen. Gives football fans an insider's look at the game through the eyes of the greatest players and personalities of all time. Khalil sits down with star players, coaches, former pros across the league to get real about what happens on the field and behind the scenes, inside locker rooms, during team meetings, even back at the hotel. He doesn't hold back. This is a great listen for insiders. So new episodes of Block Forever will be recorded and released every week ahead of Thursday night football. It's available for free on Audible or wherever you get your podcasts. So catch the full Block Forever series available anywhere you get your podcasts, available everywhere now. Audible, get in the game. Patriots fans, the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com joins me here today, turning the page from the Patriots' bitter loss to the Vikings and focusing on the Buffalo Bills in Week 13. And Murph, in the previous segment, we talked a little bit about the loss of Damian Harris, what it means for this team moving forward. But the Bills also have a significant loss that they're dealing with. And we alluded to this coming into the break. Von Miller, meniscus tear, originally thought to be a possible ACL, suffered it during the Bills Thanksgiving matchup against the Detroit Lions. I know a lot of people in Bills Nation are thankful that it wasn't a full ACL tear. Otherwise, he would be done for the season. Being done for the season is still on the table when it comes to Von. He's going to be evaluated this week, 7 to 10 days, according to what Bills coach Sean McDermott had to say. But this is a big-time loss for the Buffalo Bills. The Bills' pass rush last year was, I don't even want to say an Achilles heel, because Buffalo's defense was very good last year, but that was the one area where they could be had. Miller coming into this team has completely transformed it and really, I think, beefed it up. The Bills are tied for 12th in total yards allowed per game. They rank fourth in pass defense, and a lot of that is from Miller. 8 sacks, 21 tackles, 10 of those went for a loss, by the way, folks. 1 forced fumble in 11 games played. But when you look at Miller now being out of the lineup, and especially the pressure that he's able to provide, Mac Jones is always at his worst when he's under constant duress. And when you take away someone that is very capable of applying that pressure, it has to have an effect on Mac. The question is, how much of an effect is it going to have on Mac? Is this a serious needle mover in terms of Mac being able to evade pressure? Or are the Bills deeper than just Von Miller, and they can still figure out a way to make life difficult?
Well, they're definitely deep enough to still make Mac's life a living hell. Anytime you eliminate somebody like Von Miller, as you said, 8 sacks, 10 tackles for a loss, it's more than just the pressure that he puts on opposing quarterbacks and on opposing offensive linemen. This is a man that wreaks havoc at different levels of the field, who chases down people at the second level, never mind behind what he's able to do behind the line of scrimmage. They're going to miss him. And what the Patriots are going to have to do but like I said, they're deep enough to keep going after Mac and getting him off his spot when he wants to be on that spot. So what I'm suggesting is the fact that they move that spot. I want to see a lot more rollouts this week. I want to see Mac moving away from pressure and the offensive line moving that pocket so they can give him the time that he needs to execute across, not to give too many of my keys away, but across the middle.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right onto something. And I think that in a lot of ways, Buffalo, what you might see from them in order to counteract this a little bit is more of those dialed up blitzes from the second, maybe even the third level.
Right.
Because this is something Buffalo safeties and their corners are usually not overly active in the pass rush. It's not Leslie Frazier's style to run a defense like that. But when you're looking at missing someone like
Hence
Miller,
the reason they're so good.
Absolutely. You know? And a lot of the pressure that's going to be put on the shoulders of guys like Greg Rousseau now, who's going to have to step it up at the defensive end position without Von Miller in there. I think you're going to see maybe some of those safeties come up and be utilized in that area. And also what that allows the Bills to do is utilize their perimeter corners. And I know Tre'Davious White is still working his way back from an injury, but he's going to be in there and he's still among the best in the league.
Yeah.
When he's on, if he can put his A game together, that's only going to make things even more difficult for Max. So I agree with you. If you see that spot move and Max starts getting out on the move, taking the perimeter corners out of their original routes and disrupting those and really putting pressure on that second and third level to try to neutralize that blitz, because let's face it, that's where Mac has his biggest difficulty.
That's it.
You know, that I think is somewhere where it really could be argued that Mac may be able to benefit from Von Miller not being in the lineup. Murph, from the, I know when we talked last week, right at the tail end of the week in the aftermath of Thursday night's game against the Vikings, you had mentioned that Mac's performance was definitely a step in the right direction, but was not a situation where it necessarily filled you with undying confidence that Mac had figured it out, you know, done the right thing and gone and moved forward in all aspects. There were still some decision-making issues that bothered you a little bit. Knowing what you now know about Miller and his abilities and knowing what you know that he's not going to be in the lineup, what does that mean for the rest of Mac Jones's game mentally when you look at what he needs to do against the Bills? Because not a stellar record. 1-2, two bad losses to bookend. And the first game he was hardly used.
Right. The first game he was hardly used. And the second game, there was still a game. It was a one-score game in the fourth quarter before it freaking got blown up. And I think this takes a lot off of Mac's mind, you know, not knowing that Von Miller is jumping a snap count. we all remember Denver people. We all remember.
I like that.
but they still have a formidable group up front. Okay. You talked about the guys on the outside too. He should be more comfortable in the pocket after what happened last week. I didn't like the way the fourth quarter went. We went over that on Friday.
Right.
This team needs to learn to close out games. And this week, more than any, it's going to be important to get up early.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They're going to have to put points on the board, and it's going to need to be sevens, not threes, sixes, not threes. The defense is going to have to make a play or two and give Mac an extra possession or hopefully three, as opposed to, you know, just taking care of the ball themselves. It can't be an equal ledger right there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if there is a time where you're going to have to maybe, push the pedal to the metal a little bit, this is going to be it. The New England Patriots are at home. They're going to be wearing their throwback uniforms, coming off of a loss. You know that they're going to be pumped for this game. Bill Belichick is going to have this team prepared. It's a matter of putting it together and putting that out there on the field. So I agree with you. I think that there was a lot for Mac to build on. I think he will build on that in this game. But Mac alluded to this yesterday. Last year was last year. And this is a whole new set of players, coaching staff on both sides of the ball, new strategies, fresh ideas. And what happened last year is going to have to stay in the can. And that's exactly where it should stay when the New England Patriots host the Buffalo Bills this coming Thursday. Murph, we've talked a little bit about Mac Jones and how he may weather through this game, but the Patriots have their hands full with an all-pro quarterback on the other side in Josh Allen. This is going to be a very interesting matchup in how to contain Allen. There is a blueprint for how it can be done, folks, and I think Bill Belichick may take a page out of this and maybe even add a wrinkle or two. We're going to get Murph's take on this in just a moment when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast wraps up. But first, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends over at Prize Picks. Daily Fantasy made easy. And let me give you a little example as to how Prize Picks works. You pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. There's no competing against other players, so you're not competing against me, you're not competing against Murph, no one other than just the projections available. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you watch. This includes the National Football League, NBA, NHL, PGA, college football, men's and women's college basketball, World Cup soccer, so much more. The entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. The withdrawals are safe and fast, and it's currently operational in over 30 states in Canada. That's right, folks. It is that easy. So play Prize Picks today. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. And if you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, they will give you $50. So don't forget to enter the promo code Locked On at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. Prizepicks.com. Patriots fans, a legend joins me here today, though. The man that Mondays were created for here on Locked On Patriots. Hashtag Locked On Murph Monday, brought to you by my good friend Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com. And Murph, in the previous segments, we've talked a little bit about Damian Harris. We've talked a little bit about Mac Jones. That's the offensive side of the Patriots trying to do their best to keep themselves in a playoff run right now against the Buffalo Bills on Thursday night. But Patriots defense definitely has a tall task in front of them, literally. Josh Allen's a pretty big dude. He's a pretty good quarterback the last I checked. In order for the Patriots to be able to neutralize what Buffalo does well, they have to figure out a system of being able to slow him down.
Yep.
They did it in the first meeting in 2021 last year in that Wind Bowl up in Orchard Park, New York. The last two games, Josh was able to play his game a little bit better, and then obviously, you know, the third part of that trio was the playoff loss, and, you know, Allen and the Bills' offense were just on another level at that point. But the Patriots have a little bit more pep in their step when it comes to the pass rush this year. When you look at Josh Allen, you look at his game, you look at how he's playing this year, and you look at how the Patriots' defense has changed a little bit and become a little bit more aggressive in the pass rush, yeah. What type of matchup do you see? How can the Patriots try to neutralize Josh Allen on Thursday?
Cover zero. I want to see a lot of cover zero on Thursday night. This has been semi-successful against Josh Allen in the past. Mm-hmm. It puts the most pressure on him. It gives the safeties the ability to hit those A gaps and keep him from moving the sticks with his legs. This is the plan I'm going with. I want cover zero, and I want to see quarters coverages from the opening kickoff to the final gun, which we don't use anymore. I wish we did.
Perhaps it's best we don't.
Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot what century we're in here.
In New England right now, Murph, I agree with you. I think that that is exactly the way to do it, because when you look at what they've done previously, in some previous matchups, they've used the five-man pressure. The linebacker is the spy. You want to hope to keep him contained from scrambling against man coverage. Kyle Van Noy did it last year. It contained Allen for one game, but it didn't really work in the other two games. And then when you switch to the four-man to try to keep him in the pocket, Allen responded by, you know, keeping his rushing attempts to a minimum. He realized that he had to do that, but it also allowed him to make the ones that he did use count. He got double-digit rushes on a lot of them. So even though they haven't had so much luck with it, I agree with you. Keeping pressure is exactly how to try to keep Josh Allen out of his game. But you have to find the right balance in containing him.
You do.
This has been the Patriots' biggest problem right now. Instead of using the rapid rush, which I know a lot of teams fall into, the Patriots use it an awful lot. I think they're best
delayed.
Exactly. A delayed power rush. And if you use a delayed power rush, what it does, folks, is it collapses the pocket. And that's where Josh Allen can be had a little bit. That's where you can cause some confusion and maybe get him into a decision or two that he does not want to make. Bill Belichick is very good at doing that. when they failed last year, the Patriots left a lot of empty gaps, and that gave Allen the freedom of being able to use his legs or his arm. He had the choice. And when you give him the choice, he's always going to choose in a manner that's going to be able to keep you off base. So if the Patriots are going to do that, I think you're going to look at the edge rushers being unleashed. I think you're going to see a lot of Matt Judon in this game. Dietrich Wise, I think, is going to be unleashed as well. They're going to try to keep Allen on the inside. If you're going to try to contain him on the ground, that's where Kyle Duggar comes in. And I think the guy that steps up this week to help him out, and big surprise here, folks. Yeah, I think Mac Wilson is going to be up there. And I think Adrian Phillips, you might see in a star position at the linebacker, being able to control. Okay. This is a kid that's very good at being able to control mobile running backs, running backs out of the backfield, but he also has some experience in being able to spy a quarterback as well. That's what I'm sorry. Being able to spell a quarterback.
There you go.
Little Freudian slip there, but I fixed it. I didn't know what I was talking about. But no, all kidding aside, I think that could be a possibility. And don't forget, folks, don't forget the wild card in all this. Jabril Peppers has been playing some pretty good enforcer in the safety position. Mm-hmm. He might be an option as well if the Patriots decide they want to keep Phillips in his wheelhouse and have him defend guys like maybe Nyheim Hines or Devin Singletary.
I want to see Wilson out there on third down, every single third down that they hit, because this is when Allen does the most damage with his legs. You get good coverage down the field, something breaks down in front of him, and he's gone for 14 yards. Mm-hmm. I really like the fact that Mac Wilson is the athlete that he is, that he's as fast as he is, and is actually big enough and strong enough to get Allen down to the ground on his own, if not hold up until, you know, the cavalry shows.
Absolutely. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, my friend, this is why he was brought to New England.
Yeah.
You know, his predecessor, Chase Winovich, came in, was not all that comfortable in this system. It just wasn't the right fit here. Chase all the best. And we know he's enjoying his time in Cleveland, but that's why the Patriots drew a bead on Mac Wilson. It's for moments like this. And you need to bring these guys in. If you do bring these guys in, excuse me, you need to give them the opportunity to earn their bones in the moments that you're hoping that they do. And I think this could be an X factor type game for Mac Wilson. So excellent analysis as always, my friend. The tip of the cap definitely is always, always in your favor. And I thank you for, once again, the wisdom and counsel that we all needed. We needed green wisdom and counsel this morning, Murph, and you never cease to deliver. Before I let you go today, my friend, please let everyone know where they can find you, what you have coming up in this short Patriots week, and we know you got some Red Sox coverage in the can. I know you said you're taking time off, but we know there are no days off.
I know. The Red Sox coverage is there as always. I keep lying to you people and myself that I'm going to take time off, but I never do. Of course, tomorrow, One Patriots Place with Clazzy Clare and Steve Balistrieri. Mark Schofield will be joining us on this week's broadcast. Don't miss that. It's always a fantastic time when Mark's on. I always learn something when Mark is on. And other than that, the keys will be out on Thursday morning. Please don't miss them. And whatever else tickles my fancy, I might sit down at the keyboard and throw out 500 words for you to peruse. Other than that, you follow me at TMurph207 for any updates.
Absolutely, folks. And again, as I always say here on Locked On Patriots, when the man puts pen to paper, when he puts voice to microphone, stop, read, listen, view. You'll be a better football fan, and you'll be entertained as well. And what more can you ask for in the world of sports media than that? And he always delivers. But what can I say? Always honored, always privileged by your presence. I thank you for joining me. Look forward to breaking all this stuff down next week here on Locked On Patriots when you rejoin your rightful spot here on Mondays on hashtag Locked On Murph Monday. Maybe we'll still be celebrating a victory Monday.
Hopefully.
We live in hope. We live in hope, Patriots fans.
This is a turning point. This is a turning point.
It really is. It really is. We are not mathematically at must-win yet, folks, but this is as close as you can get to staring at the sun without damaging your eyes, and the New England Patriots face a tough one on Thursday night. In the meantime, please do not hesitate to reach out to us here at Locked On Patriots. Let us know how we're doing, and we always appreciate you taking time out of your day to make Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage and also your first listen every day. Folks, now that you've made us your first listen, please make your second listen our good friends over at Locked On Sports Today. All of the major news across across all of the major sports and college. It's always entertaining, always informative, and you can even catch the take of the day. So download, subscribe to, follow Locked On Sports Today wherever you get your podcasts, including the Odyssey app, YouTube, and all available platforms. And while you're at it, please don't hesitate to smash that subscribe button to YouTube if you're joining us here on YouTube on Locked On Patriots. Click that bell, folks. And we appreciate every single one of you that has done so. It truly means the world to me, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. On behalf of my good friend, the legend himself, that Count of Murphy Fisto, the legendary Thomas Murphy, I'm Mike DeBate. Continue to stay safe, stay well, be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great day, everyone.
Saved by Zero.